Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As U.S. military operations continue in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, it turns out demand is far outpacing the supply of fighter pilots needed for those missions. Officials are calling the pilot shortage a crisis, and an Air Force training base in Arizona has been tapped to help solve it. Casey Kuhn of Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
Three F-16 fighter jets take off at Luke Air Force Base just west of Phoenix. Today, the pilots are practicing combat exercises and techniques. Colonel David Shoemaker says putting more new pilots through this training will help address a looming fighter pilot shortage. But at this rate, the Air Force cannot keep up with the number of experienced pilots leaving.
It's not a mass exodus, but there are enough getting out that we're going to have to overcome that with by upping that production.
About 300 fighter pilots trained at Luke last year, but of those, only about a third are first-time pilots. The rest are being pulled out of service jobs or haven't flown for a few years. Shoemaker says officials saw the shortage coming, but were not anticipating such a drastic drop in numbers.
While we do have a shortage now, what we're really concerned about, what we're really harping on is if we continue to do this the way we're doing it, the shortage by 2022 is going to be extremely alarming.
In the past 5 years, more than 500 pilots have left the Air Force. Meanwhile, pilot jobs have been added, widening the gap between active pilots and open pilot positions. That leaves about 700 fighter pilot jobs empty this year alone. Officials are worried that number will keep dropping and the front lines will take a hit. Here's Major General Scott Vanderham, Deputy Chief of Staff, U.S. Air Force Operations.
It's a crisis right now because if unmitigated, in less than 18 months, we won't have enough fighter pilots even to fill the combat frontline squadrons. And at the same time, we thought that we would be out of certain engagements around the world, which we're not.
The question is how to retain experienced pilots once the option to leave the service comes up. It can be difficult when commercial airlines are hiring more, offer more pay and more stability. But Vanderham says the Air Force is turning to Congress this year for incentives.
Currently, at the end of their commitment, they're offered a pilot bonus of $25,000 a year, and we're asking for an increase in that, a significant increase, to $48,000 to $50,000 a year.
Major Brian Healy is a reserve fighter pilot at Luke Air Force Base. He directs operations of a fighter squadron and chose to leave active duty when the option came up. The decision wasn't easy.
It was a very painful process to get out or to stay in.
For Healy, being in the reserves was the best choice for stability in his life. And he says a lot of his peers left for similar reasons.
In the Guard and Reserve, you have a lot more consistency. You have a lot more control over when you deploy, which I think is a big factor. You just have a lot more control over your life.
He doesn't think the pilot shortage crisis can be solved just with higher bonuses, but it's a start.
It's going to take a long, long time to change the direction of the ship, if you will. Right now, I'd say the best thing they could do is probably throw money at it.
Air Force officials expect it to take 5 to 10 years before there is a fully staffed force. In the meantime, Luke Air Force Base and other bases are expected to train more fighter pilots while working to retain active pilots already on hand. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn in Phoenix.